Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
What up, Kansas City? Hello.
Wow.
What a game. What a weekend.
Hey, everybody.
I'm exhausted.
Oh, my word.
You know, Run it back again.
I took a screenshot of that sweet Chris Jones crying at the game started with Chris Jones shedding tears during the national anthem,
which was brilliant.
You should know that you're in trouble if he's crying.
Ended with Chris Jones shedding tears on the sidelines as the game wound down. And I agree, Dan, you know you're in trouble when Chris Jones is crying at the he is the alpha and the omega. But I took a screenshot of my television of him crying. And I put that on social, and I said, all of Kansas City, when the alarm went off this morning, we are collectively exhausted.
Yeah, but it's a good tired feeling.
I pulled up Twitter. I was at the game. I pulled up Twitter, and I saw the picture of him crying. And then I saw that we won the coin toss, obviously. And I looked at Mary Beth, and I said, these are good signs.
These are good signs. Mm-hmm. These are good signs.
I have a lot of confidence.
I'm thrilled that you guys got to the good of the game, but I will say that I've done it both ways. I always find it helpful to go back and watch the broadcast because there were things that happened in that game, Sam. You even said this, where people in the stands, and I've done this, were saying, what's going on down there? Mm-hmm. And on television, it makes it very clear that there was a penalty flag thrown or there, you know, that their coach.
Or the ball touched the ground.
Or the ball touched the ground by just a little bit. And on television, they explain that. And Sam, you know this, when you're in the stands, even the most diehard football fan, it can be difficult to understand what's going on the field.
Worthy had control of the ball when it touched the ground.
He did. Yep.
The most confusing play was the challenge flag after we had already run another play.
Correct.
And you guys have already explained that
you
one to me in the newsroom.
That. You can't do
I
that.
I thought that was a violation of the rules.
It is.
If the ball is snapped, you cannot challenge the previous play.
That's right. Once the ball is snapped, the previous play is in the books.
They missed the flag that their coach through.
He tossed the red flag.
He did toss the red flag before the play started, and they explain all that during the game. So all I'm saying is, if you were lucky enough to be at the game last night, go back and watch the game.
They did not explain that in the stadium, and me and about 77,000 of my closest friends were ready to.
What is happening?
Yeah, we were very
well.
Unhappy.
What do you want, Dale Carter, to come over the loudspeaker and go, "Fans, good afternoon. The flag may or may not have been dislodged from his hand prior to the previous play."
An explanation would have been nice. Yes.
By the way, if you think that it's a myth that America thinks the refs are in the Chiefs' pocket.
I cannot believe this.
This was on, I was watching SportsCenter this morning. I was sitting in the chair in the primary bedroom, and I'm watching SportsCenter, and this played. I immediately jumped up, rewound it, and recorded it. Listen.
Question mark. Or is it an interception? Or is it incomplete because the ball hit the ground? It's the NFL referees. It's the Chiefs. No. Hey.
All right.
He just said, come on.
It's the NFL referees. It's the Chiefs.
You know who's really into
this? That was on SportsCenter.
Those types of people, the chit-chatterers, the chattering class, the social media podcast people, they're the ones that are stirring the pot of all of this. I don't think most people follow along.
It certainly rings true with Bills fans. I had a Bills fan about eight seats away from me. And he was yelling so loud about every single yellow piece of fabric that flew onto the field that I thought that he was one seat away from me. And there were multiple times that his much larger friend, who was also a Bills fan, grabbed him on the shoulder. And I'm not sure what he said in his ear, but it was something to the tune of, "We don't want to die."
So Tim Grunhardt's going to join us at 2:15.
It's a long way down from the upper deck.
Tim Grunhardt will be on the show at 2:15. And Dana and I were talking right before the show. We actually had the same thought yesterday during the game. I feel sorry for Josh Allen.
A little bit. A little bit. Also, I want you to go back and look at this, Sam. Before their last real chance, Buffalo's last real chance to go back on that field and try to seal the deal that they've never been able to seal, the cameras showed quarterback Josh Allen sitting on the bench contemplating what was about to happen before he ran out there.
You mean whether he wanted to go on or not
and
with life?
You have seen other quarterbacks specifically
contemplating life
specifically
changes.
Mahomes. Like, he's like, let's go, let's go. Like, you, they get into this mindset that they're going to go smash through walls to get this done.
Right.
The camera pointed at Josh Allen before he went out for that final drive. Mm-hmm. And he looked deer in headlights.
Despondent.
Despondent. Not afraid, but did not look like LFG, which is the mindset you need to have before you go out there and get it done.
He looked dejected.
He looked dejected before it was over. And I looked at MP and I said, look at the look on his face. He's not pumped up. He's... Look at this look on his face.
He was getting ready to go into a movie that he'd already seen.
He's got that RDF, that resting dejected face.
We got it.
Face.
Yes.
We got it.
Yeah.
Yes. But I sort of feel bad. Why do I sort of feel bad?
Because he's a great player.
Because he's a good human being.
And he's a good dude.
Yeah.
And he's a very talented football player. And we would like to see him have success, of course. Good for you. Have success, just
Andy
not
Reid,
against the Chiefs.
Andy Reid said it best in the post-game interview. He said, football is a game of inches, and today we had more of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's it. And I don't want to hear a darn word about whether or not the other team got the first down when there was no
You're talking about the tush push?
There was absolutely no view that showed any part of that ball. Thank you to Chris Jones' helmet. What did they get that first down? Did they not?
Thank you, Chris Jones' helmet.
It was his helmet was obstructing the view of the camera.
One of the referees had it as a first down, the
and
other
one
had
of them
it short.
Did not.
Well, the guy that was showing that as the first down, he slid over as he got closer.
Yeah, he did.
You cannot overturn what cannot be seen.
So
you can't see it.
There is an opinion piece in the USA Today.
Oh, here we go.
Calling for a device, if I read it correctly, and I'll have to read it again. Some sort of a device. Sam, did you print that story for me?
If it was in the stack, yeah.
Okay. To be placed in the football so that these kinds of controversies don't ever occur again.
You
will know
exactly. Get an exact reading.
Yes, an exact reading of where the ball is, even when the player with the ball is surrounded by Chris Jones's head.
I gotta be honest.
You know what? If we're going to have a technical game like this with all the technicalities and everything, do it. Just put a device inside the ball, put the grid across the field, and know exactly where that ball is.
Isn't there something to be said about human error? I mean...
Well, no. I'm not even going to call that human error because we don't know if that's error.
No,
right,
I just mean in general
there's
terms.
Something to be said about the human aspect of sport. Now, in baseball, we have the pitching clock, but we still have umpires calling balls and strikes.
For now.
They have implemented the digital balls and strikes in the minor league.
Mm-hmm. And in preseason baseball.
Considering trying it out in the MLB. And there's already talk of next year expanding the instant replay to every single play.
But we think this is important as a people.
Help me here. No, we don't. We think this is important as anyone who's not a Chiefs fan. Help me out here. Even if there was something in the ball that would show, okay, it was exactly right here, the fans would then complain, well, we don't know that it was spotted at the exact correct spot.
And did they put the marker in the
And
exact
did they put the
spot?
Marker where the marker's supposed to go? There's always a tit for
did
your
they put
tat,
fresh batteries
people.
913-586-7798.
I wasn't speeding, officer.
Former Chief Senator Tim Grunhardt joins us in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. Story here from Fox 4. After winning his fifth AFC championship game in just 7 years as a starter, Patrick Mahomes has broken a tie with Joe Montana for the most playoff wins as a quarterback. With Mahomes as a starter, the Chiefs are now 17-3 in the postseason. That is one more than Joe Montana, who retired with 16 postseason wins and 4 Super Bowl rings. Joining us on the KMBZ hotline, somebody who may know something about snapping the ball to Joe Montana, former Chiefs great and former center, Tim Grunhardt, good friend of the program. Hey, Tim.
Hey, it is great to be on with all my friends at KMBZ today. What a great victory for the Kansas City Chiefs. Congratulations to the Hunt family and the Chiefs organization and all the fans. Wow, what a great run for the Chiefs.
We're exhausted, Tim. I'm just so tired. Can't we just have one blowout?
I agree with you. I'm worn out today, too. And I just watched it here at home. I just couldn't get myself to go out there last night. Went to the national championship game for Notre Dame and Ohio State on Monday, and I was at the game last Sunday. So it was like 3 games in a week. Boy, I just couldn't get myself to do it. But you're right. It was mentally and physically exhausting to watch that game yesterday.
You know, Tim, you have to put into context what we're living through here in Kansas City, because Patrick Mahomes trails only Tom Brady now for a quarterback with the most wins in the postseason, having surpassed somebody that you played with, Joe Montana, and were part of some of his wins in the postseason. Put into context what we are living through right now.
Yeah, we are living through something unbelievably special. The only thing that I could almost compare it to would be the run that Michael Jordan had with the Chicago Bulls in the 90s. Maybe a little bit with Tom Brady in New England in the 2000s. But, guys, we are in the midst of a dynasty, and we're paying for it because, you know, we are absolutely taking shrapnel everywhere, all over the country, and that's just part of it. So, you know, you got to take the good with the bad. I've never, and really in the history of sports, have we seen such high level of whining,
yes,
goalpost moving, gaslighting, conspiracy peddling softness from fans, and more importantly, from so-called experts in the national sports media that are making blanket statements that are just absolutely ridiculous. Listen, the game is fast. You know, Patrick Mahomes throws incomplete passes. Patrick Mahomes fumbles the ball. Patrick Mahomes makes mistakes on the football field. Everybody does. And you know what? The officials are going to make mistakes sometimes too. And in the long run, it all kind of evens out. But you know, when you're on the losing end of it, you always feel like, boy, I'm just, you know, it always happens to us. Woe is us. But the reality of the situation is that winning teams and winners overcome those issues and overcome those problems that may occur from poor officiating or turnovers or whatever. It's all part of the game. And I'm just tired of seeing some of these national media people going out there and saying how that the NFL wants the Kansas City Chiefs to win and all that kind of stuff. And it's taken away from the greatness of those guys that are playing out on the field. And, you know, once you're on the top of the hill, guys, as you know, everybody's trying to knock you down. Everybody always wants to take you down from that perch. And they're trying as hard as they can. And I promise you, the executives at ESPN and the executives at all the NFL Network and everything else, the last thing they wanted to do is talk about the Kansas City Chiefs for the next 2 weeks. But screw them. You're going to have to.
Amen. And Tim, I will say this. There are a couple of commentators, and Nick Wright doesn't count. I love Nick, but he's from here. There are a couple of other national commentators who have said the right thing, that if you look at any team, there are going to be calls that go one way. There are going to be calls that go another way. It would be ridiculous to think there was some massive conspiracy between the NFL or the referees or anyone else to get us to the point where we are. It's one call has not decided any of these games.
Right. And listen, if that was the conspiracy, let's just for 1 second give a little credence to that crazy, crazy theory that the NFL wants the Chiefs to win. Well, guess what? The NFL would have wanted the Chiefs to win when Lamar Hunt was alive. The guy who started the AFL, the guy who was really the godfather of the Super Bowl, they would have liked to have had him win. So why the hell did they do that when I was playing that? I would have liked to have had a couple of things like this. You know, I mean, I would have loved for teams, people say, oh, you know, that team that Grunhardt's on, they get all the calls. They, you know, the NFL wants them to win. It's thoroughly ridiculous, and it's really, quite frankly, it's an embarrassment to a lot of these talking heads that call themselves experts that are out there, you know, spewing this stuff on X. And then when they're confronted by people, you know, they back down from it. It's just, you know, first of all, we all know what a sewer social media can be. But the reality of the situation is that, you know, if you're going to make those blanket statements, then guess what? You're going to have to stand up and you're going to have to back them up. And they got nothing to back them up. So I know we shouldn't really be talking about that, but I had to get that off my chest because it's so aggravating. And I know there's a lot of people driving around to listen to this show, a lot of friends that listen to this show that feel the same way. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to their third Super Bowl in a row, maybe with the opportunity to three-peat, which no team has ever done. And it's a sin that people have to talk about all these other things and not concentrate on the greatness of this football team.
He is the former Chiefs great, former center, Tim Grunhardt, also author of the book View from the Center. You can find that online if you'd like. Tim, I don't want the vein in the side of your neck to burst, but I have to share with you the most recent conspiracy theory. The Super Bowl 59 logo, which was revealed during the run-up to last year's Super Bowl in Las Vegas, just happens to be red, the Chiefs' primary color, and green, the Eagles' primary color. The author in the USA Today writes, coincidence? I think not.
I mean, what kind of world are we living in, guys? Oh, my God.
Let me ask you this, though, Tim. I was watching SportsCenter this morning, and one of their commentators said that this Chiefs dynasty, and I think it's fair to call it that now, is the greatest dynasty in NFL history, and I'm including the Patriots. That's a quote.
Oh, I would have to agree. I really would. I mean, the way that the NFL is set up right now, and this isn't a conspiracy theory. This is a fact. It's all about parity. They want every NFL city in August to believe that they have an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. This isn't like the MLB where, you know, the Los Angeles Dodgers, you can mark them down to the World Series right now. I mean, they're going to go to the World Series. I mean, it's done. There's no salary cap. They're out there, you know, messing with the numbers. They got all these great players. But the NFL has done a great job of parity. And because of this parity, every team has an opportunity. And to have that parity and do what these Kansas City Chiefs are doing is just incredible to me. And that's why it just irks me when people try to soil that or throw some kind of dirt on what they've done. It's the old thing, like in the Bible. I'm not I'm a Catholic guy, but I don't, you know, whatever. But you know, hey, it's like the old, why do you see the sawdust in your friend's eye when you have a plank in yours?
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly what's going on. Is everybody is seeing all these different things, but yet they don't realize that it reflects back on them that they're just soft, weak, and they can't accept that the Kansas City Chiefs right now are in a special time, in a dynasty time.
Does Travis Kelce retire if they win, knock on wood?
I think he does. I have no facts to back that up. But I just think that, you know what, you win three Super Bowls in a row, and you've done all you could basically do in the NFL, and he is really just taken off with, you know, we see him in movies now. We see him in miniseries. You know, I think it's probably time for him to go on to the next chapter and get in the entertainment business. I think he's the next Rock. I think he's the next.
I agree.
Dwayne Johnson, where he is just all over. He's got a great personality. He's a good-looking man. I mean, he's not as good looking as you and I, Scott.
But That's true. That's true, Tim.
Hey, Tim, real quick, because we talked about this before the first break of the program. Can you just talk a little bit about the human element and preserving the human element in sport, whether that's baseball or football or something else, and talking about putting chips inside of footballs and what that would mean for the game?
Yeah, you know, and that's kind of what my point was a little bit earlier, that, you know, the officials are going to make mistakes just like the players do. All right. That's part of the game. All right. That's part of what happens. You don't want to take away, the human aspect of the game. And, you know, maybe you can put a chip in the ball with a little laser and it goes across. But I mean, I'm not sure if I'd be for or against that, but that wouldn't bug me that much. But to think that, you know, every play and every call and everything has to be reviewed and every play and every call has to be questioned, that's just part of the game. And the things that people don't realize is that, and, you know, I was 11 years on that field, and they don't realize how fast things are going out there. When you're watching it on TV or even in the stands, you know, I'll never forget Rick Sutcliffe, who has played baseball in major leagues for a lot of years. He came out to practice one time for the Chiefs practice, and we were out there. During a break in the practice, I went over and said hello to him, a good friend of mine. He said, man, I didn't realize how fast things go on the practice field. And just multiply that times 10 during a game. It is fast out there. So you're going to make mistakes, both as a player and an official. That's part of the game. Don't take that away. That's what it's all about, and that's what intrigues us. That's the drama. That's why we watch. And you don't want to get too cute and think, well, there'll be no mistakes. Well, there's going to be something. Everybody will find something. But don't take away that little human aspect of the ball game.
Former Chiefs center, author of the book View from the Center. You can find that online. Tim Grunhardt, always appreciate talking to you. Thank you, my friend.
Be well, yeah, Tim.
Good talking to you too. And let's go get another Super Bowl. Let's be the best team in the history of the game with 3 Super Bowls in a row.
Boom.
And guess what? When you watch the TV, guys, nobody's going to be for the Chiefs. So just watch local news and listen to local radio. That's it.
All right, buddy.
Amen.
That's Tim Grunhardt. Chiefs great. Author of the book View from the Center here on Dana and Parks.
Never satisfied, baby. When you play in front of Arrowhead Stadium like this every single AFC championship, you kidding me? Kansas City! Hey, before you guys get out of here, just do a little dance. Make a little love. Yeah, get down tonight.
Look, the tickets are going to be outrageous. That story is as old as time. But I'm here to tell you, the flights to get to New Orleans aren't bad.
Define bad.
Well, I mean, $380 if you leave at 6 in the morning. I was looking Friday to Monday or Saturday to Monday. Southwest has one from $529 nonstop. If you want to go down and be part of the fan experience, that does not mean going to the game, but if you just want to go down there and be part of the fan experience, you can do that without completely breaking the bank in a way that you will completely break the bank if you're buying tickets.
So I was, and Sam, I don't see the story in the stack, but I thought I was reading a story this morning regarding ticket prices that they are well into the thousands and thousands of dollars.
I'm sure they are.
For the cheapest ticket you can get. Like way up in the rafters.
3,000.
Is it 3,000? Okay.
Yeah, just for.
What would it be for 50-yard line?
10 or more. You could buy 2 used cars for the price of 1 ticket on the 50-yard line in the lower bowl at the Super Bowl.
Listen to this. United Airlines, to your point, Scott, is offering new direct flights between Kansas City and New Orleans to accommodate the travel to the Super Bowl. The flights include flight 2639 and flight 1972. 1972 commemorates the year Arrowhead Stadium opened. Flight 2639 numerically spells out Andy in honor of head coach Andy Reid.
Now, Dana, I have to ask, is there a reason you're looking at the cost of plane tickets?
Me?
Yeah.
No. No.
Maybe a personal reason outside of just reference for talking about it on the radio.
There is
maybe
not.
Maybe our third Super Bowl in 3 years.
There is not. There will be no Pete. Can I say that word or not?
Yes. I think you can only not use three-peat Pat Riley. Thanks
a
lot.
You just said it. $100,000 fine. Thanks
is in merchandising and on clothing.
I'm not going to say it. I'm going to come up with a new term, a Pete of the third kind.
Okay.
The third Pete.
I have no plans. I can assure, I will tell you right now, it's not happening.
You did say that last year. Mm-hmm.
I know, but it is not happening.
By the way, the $3,000 tickets have all been bought up.
Yes, I'm on StubHub right now.
The cheapest ticket now, which is row 37 of section 611, $6,000.
See, I can get a $4,900 ticket on StubHub.
Oh, well, what are the fees on StubHub, though?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah. We're going to do a public service right now, and I know for some of you it's not going to matter because you know better, but for a couple of you, even if you're listening and you think that you find tickets that look like they're too good to be true, we already saw a story over the weekend of a mother and her two sons. She was in a verified Facebook Chiefs fans group. Someone said, I've got tickets. She Venmo'd the money. And of course, she did not end up going to the game last night with her children.
$1,500.
And it was $1,500. They had planned to fly here, like all that stuff. Do not buy tickets from anyone. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say from anyone you do not personally No. And I don't mean like a friend of a friend of a friend of a neighbor or someone on a Facebook group that happens to be Chiefs fans, because bots can get in there.
Yep.
Either buy them from a reputable source, and that might mean third party. That might mean third party. You're going to pay more. Or if someone you actually know, you know, gets tuberculosis and cannot go to the game and has the verified seats, but you know them, like your mother. Outside of that, don't trust anybody trying to sell you tickets.
913-586-7798. Sam, I can get you mid-tier in New Orleans for $11,905.
I can do you one better.
Okay.
I can get you 30-yard line on the NFC side, so the Eagles side. Front row, 30-yard line, $39,000 a piece.
There's two available. You don't even get two for that?
There's two available for $39,000 each.
Oh, my God.
The other issue with this every year with the Super Bowl is you are not just looking at the cost of going to the Super Bowl. You're looking at scrambling to make plans to go, right?
Hotel.
All of those rates are jacked. Mm-hmm. Flights, all of that stuff. You know, with what, 2 weeks notice? If I needed to buy a flight to go see a girlfriend in California right now with 2 weeks notice, those prices are going to be extremely high.
Great idea on the text line. Instead of three-peat, how about Chiefs-peat?
Well, you missed the one that's even better. So what do we call it when you score three goals?
It's a hat trick.
So what do we call it when Patrick Mahomes goes to his third Super Bowl in a row?
A Patrick,
baby.
By the way, from the text line, and I responded to this person, 9803, did everyone forget when Andy Reid came here and could not win and everyone wanted him fired?
Oh.
I wrote back, I don't remember that. His first five seasons in Kansas City, he went 11-5, 9-7, 11-5, 12-4, and 10-6. He's never had a losing season in Kansas City and has only missed the playoffs once.
And before we got Andy Reid, the season before, we had our worst season in franchise history, winning two games and losing 14.
Who was the coach?
Schottenheimer.
No.
What year?
It would have been in 2016, I believe.
Who was the guy that thought they had bugged his front office?
Oh, that was...
How quickly we forget years gone by.
What was his name?
Was it Matt, Michael, Mark? It doesn't matter. All we need to know is what is happening now.
Wow, I don't even recognize this head coach's name. We were 2-14. It was the 2012 season. We got Andy Reid ahead of the 2013 season. Romeo Crennel.
Yes.
Todd Haley is the guy who thought office was bugged. And then Romeo Crennel came in after him.
You also realize how amusing it is, and maybe that's not the word, that our children or our young adult children have really no memory of nothing else but just domination.
So I was sitting next to a guy who has had season tickets since 2012. He was at every single game in the 2-14 season at Arrowhead Stadium. He has kept those season tickets through this season. Huh. He told me that originally it was him and his two brothers, and one tragically passed away. The other is in ill health. And so now it's just him, and he brings his nephews or a son. Just, you know, he recruits people to come with him. And he was talking about, I forgot where I was going with this.
The guy who was here for 2-14.
Just the long suffering of the Chiefs fan.
He was talking about how he has 10-year-old grandkids who say that they are tired of the Chiefs playing the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
They are complaining to him. Obviously, this was before we knew that the Chiefs were going to win, but he was saying, grandkids were saying, we don't want to see the Chiefs play the Eagles again. Can't they play somebody else? And, you don't know what happened for the last 50 years.
Oh, man, I can remember the late 80s when you would go out to Arrowhead and it was you and 25,000 of your best friends. There were 50,000 empty seats.
Enjoy it.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. You know, as I was looking over the list of all the Chiefs head coaches, you kind of forget about those two seasons with Gunther Cunningham. Whew. He was an angry bird. A story here from NBC News. We'll get to a call here in just a moment. A man was accidentally killed at a high school track and field meet in Colorado over the weekend when a hammer weight thrown by a competitor cleared the barriers and struck him.
Oh, my God.
The unidentified spectator was at a meet at the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs when the hammer, a weight attached to a grip that is swung, you know how it is, the hammer throw, it went into the crowd. At about 9:30 in the morning, hit him in the head, killed him.
By the way, that is a 16-pound hammer.
Let's go to Angie in Kansas City, 586-7798. Angie, hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm a Gen Xer. I'm just a couple years older than, actually, I think 1 year older than Scott. And we moved to Kansas City when I was 4, and we embraced everything the city had. Our next door neighbors across the street didn't like to go to the cold games, and they had season tickets in the 70s. Kansas City was so bad that my mother was able to drop my 10-year-old sister and my 12-year-old brother off at Arrowhead. They would go to the game, and then she would go and pick them up.
Sounds like me going to the movie theater.
And I had season tickets in the 90s, and we were good then, but it was like that Marty Schottenheimer. We couldn't get over that curb of winning a playoff game.
For years, Angie. For years.
There are some coaches here from the 70s that I've never even heard of. Of course, Marv Levy was here for 5 seasons, later went on to the Buffalo Bills. Tom Bettis, never heard of him. Paul Wiggin, 3 seasons here, never heard of him. Paul Wiggin coached 3 seasons, went 11-24.
The point is, for anyone saying, "Oh, I'm tired of the security," we are living during a time that I don't know that we will ever see anything like this again.
You know,
so just lean into it.
It reminds me of a time in 2020, the spring of 2022. I went into my psychologist's office, and I'm supposed to bring a topic every time I go see him. And I sit down in the chair. And I look at him and he goes, "What do you got?" And I go, I got nothing.
I got nothing.
I said, "Everything is going great. It is amazing, man. You wouldn't believe it, doctor. It's amazing." And I'll never forget what he said to me. He looks right across the room and he goes, "Keep coming back.
Yep.
It won't always be like this." And I would say that to every Chiefs fan. Everything is going great now.
Embrace
Keep coming
it.
Back. Because it's not always going to be like this.
Embrace it.
913-586-7798. Stephen in Olathe. Stephen, hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, you got selective memory. I remember very clearly Nick Foles sitting on the bench all throughout the 16 season. And then in 17, leading through the playoffs to the Super Bowl win for the Eagles. And that was under Reed. You know, we can call this thing a triple bowl win. We can move on to the triple bowl win.
Hey, Stephen, you're muffling out a little bit. Sam said in my ear, it wasn't Reed. Reed came here in 2013. in response to whatever right. it was that you said.
And Nick Foles was sitting as a backup on the bench in Kansas City all through 2016, and then he was sitting to a backup for that Alex Smith,
right?
Who Alex Smith was better as a traffic reporter than a quarterback.
Oh, no, that is not fair. That is
Although, Stephen, wait.
Great traffic reporter. I could rely on him daily.
I do remember the first time we heard Alex Smith deliver the traffic report on KNBC, and we made a joke out of it, and every single time we would go to traffic, we would call him by a different quarterback's name. He was not amused.
No, he was not. He didn't think
Let's
that was funny.
Let's go to Joe Montana now with your traffic report. How's I-35 looking, Joe?
Now with traffic, here is not the quarterback, Alex Smith.
If I'm not mistaken, Alex Smith never had a losing season as the quarterback of the Chiefs. Not once. I'm looking him up right now.
Hello?
And he was, I got the pleasure to meet him one time. He was fantastic.
Oh, the nicest guy.
No, he never had a losing season in Kansas City. Not once.
Now, we never went to the Super Bowl.
That's true. By the way, Dana, I know you've been waiting with bated breath for this story.
Mm-hmm.
The escaped monkeys in South Carolina.
How many were still on the lam?
The few
Four.
Remaining.
Oh, bless their heart.
They have since been captured as of this past weekend.
Okay. Why don't we let them go retire somewhere in a nice, normal habitat?
Authorities in South Carolina say the last four of the 43 escaped monkeys have been recaptured after 2 months on the lam living in the woods, weathering a rare snowstorm, being tempted back into captivity by peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. The monkeys, all females, made a break for it after police say an employee did not fully lock their enclosure at Alpha Genesis.
It was the women. They're like, we're out of it.
A facility that breeds them for medical research, known to locals as the Monkey Farm.
Mm. I mean, a PB&J would lure me back in, too.
The recaptured monkeys, even after 2 months in the wild, appear to be in good health. Mm-hmm. While they were on the loose, the area saw its first snow in 7 years, 3 inches of it.
Do we think it was strawberry preserves?
I was going to say, maybe it wasn't the peanut butter and jelly that lured them back in. Maybe it was the snow, and they were like, all right, I'm out.
Ready for some more torture. Test on me. Test on me first. News with Dan Weinbaum comes your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.